They're trying to tell us something. They have figured out the formula for chaos.
When the clock strikes 8:30, babe, time to head for Chris's house. Will the song make it to the next round?
Oh no.
Pot of thunder. Let's pot tonight. Come on, baby, let's pot tonight.
Woo.
Oh, ow. I love it.
Woo.
Listen to that. The band is cooking tonight. Doc Gibbs and the Emerald Live Band. And welcome to Pot of Thunder, the recognized symbol of excellence in rock and roll podcasting, brought to you by Blue Microphones. They look great. They sound even better. And you know who I am.
O-F-B.
I. He'll call them all you.
O-F-B.
I. Andy will call the feds on you. They're on speed dial. He'll call the FBI.
Hell. I just heard a bunch of random letters being barked out on that one.
I'll call the FBI. They're on speed dial. I got that. Oh, yeah.
It's Colin Bell gets the credit for the idea. FB. Yeah. I.
FB.
I. Yeah.
Well, there it is.
Had to get the FB in there.
Not easier said than done.
Yeah. It is. Not even done.
Well, thank you to Colin Bell for his idea for the intro for me this week. That's right. It's your buddy, Andy, America's little brother. Thank you to Nick for executing it so expertly.
Oh, my.
And if that wasn't enough, Nick could be done. Nick could go home right now. That would be enough. Most podcast hosts don't even do that much. Nick has more for you. Look at this. Yes. Nick Pollock has entered the program in a triumphant fashion. Look at you. Look at the way he's dancing.
Look at that.
He's going to want an explosion. I want throwback to 8 years ago or whatever we told that story, but I hope the guy said it that pervertedly, if that's a word.
Oh, look at the way she's dancing.
Saying that to whoever's standing next to him. No filter.
Doesn't care
who it is.
Doesn't care about the relation.
No.
She's going to want an explosion tonight.
Perverts.
Gotta go.
Yes.
Perverts in real life.
Look at the time.
They're everywhere.
Yep. And you know who's not everywhere? The man to Nick's left, because you want him. We got him.
I can have it every day. Yeah, yeah. I can have it. Get out of my way. Yeah, fuck you.
Put your hands together for the breakout star of the podcast medium that is Chris L. We are Pot of Thunder, and let me check my calendar. Oh,
no,
it's September.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is September.
Front loaded with eclipse today. If you're new to the show, September is a special month where we hit you with the horny music chosen by the hosts. I think there's a better description, but we're taking a break from a,
that about does it.
It's horny music.
And it is horny music.
And
that's
we
what it's
choose
all about.
It. Every other week, we choose from the listener submission list.
Well, there's an outside chance some of these could be on the list.
That's true. That's true, but it's not...
You don't go to the list to make the selection.
Exactly.
That way.
That's it.
Although you were offered an assist today. It's your turn, right?
Andy? It is. It is my turn.
You were offered an assist by one Jackie Hurtigan. Am I pronouncing that correctly? I don't know. Jackie.
I'll say yes. Yes. I'm looking for her message. I know what she said.
Fellow Munster resident Jackie offered to prime the pump, as it were, if you were having trouble coming up with something. So
she had an interesting idea.
She ran it by you.
She ran it by me. I'm not outright bushwhacking her idea, but I'll put it in the hopper for the future. I like her idea, but I have an idea that I want to run with. So,
all right.
Thank you, Jackie, for the idea. But I have something.
Back to what Andy was talking about. Mm-hmm. He was telling us about coffee enemas before we started recording.
Is that what was happening?
That's what.
Well, you were talking about coffee enemas, and then
I said I'd heard of it.
Then Andy took it a step further. And I quote, "I've heard of people drinking alcohol with their buttholes." I've never heard of that.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of that.
No, I've never heard of that.
You're a man.
Why would somebody drink anything with their butthole?
You're a man of the world. You know these things happen.
Nope. It's a new one on me.
I went to La Coretta with Andy. He got up on the table and sat down in the giant margarita bowl.
It was gone.
Yeah.
In a matter of seconds.
It was a Shirley Temple by the time he was done.
Slurped it right up.
I don't.
Oh, God.
No, what I was going to say...
What people won't try...
That's what it is, right?
One person thought of this first, and then was like, I got to see what happens.
Mm. Yeah, so, hey, Michael Lubatti said butt chug. He knows. He knows about butt chugging.
I've never heard of this. Oh, my goodness. I'm not even joking about that.
Lubatti knows what's going on. It's about butt chugging.
Oh, goodness.
Why would you do that, though?
So, I'd never done it, but I think the idea... is probably one, that it's weird and gross, and two...
Of course, that's the appeal, I'm sure.
Two, that I think you absorb the alcohol faster than you do versus drinking it.
And it probably tastes better than your typical alcoholic beverage.
That's probably true. I'm not a big fan of the taste of alcohol, so maybe I would be a butt chugger if it was in my party days still.
It's never too late.
All right, let's try it. If you're going to twist my arm...
Right now.
Can you butt chug a Coke Zero? Let's find out now on the show.
What will you absorb? What's the pleasure?
Caffeine, I suppose.
Is there caffeine in the Coke Zero?
There is.
I thought there was nothing in the Coke Zero.
No, there's caffeine. There's no sugar in the Coke Zero. There's plenty of caffeine in there.
Yeah. So I'll be bouncing off the walls in seconds after I butt chug this
bouncing
beverage.
And then sliding once you hit a wall.
I think it's... Now, there might be many different variations on this, but the thing I've heard of...
Oh, boy.
Don't know anyone who's done it. Just something I read years ago was that it was like a college party thing where they... Nick's laughing at me for knowing this.
I believe you, but...
For where you soak a tampon... in an alcohol and then stick it up your butt.
Oh, good. And then you get to go to the hospital probably.
Yep, yep. Yeah. But then that's how it's absorbed through your butt. There you go.
I've never heard of this, and you would have to be straight up insane.
I was never in a fraternity, but if I wanted to join one and they asked me to do that...
Well, you'd be out the door.
I would say no. I'm sorry.
What if they said it was a peanut buster parfait we could put on your tampon?
I'd say we'd have to move the existing one out of the way. Get that one in there.
Okay. So no butt chugging tonight, but maybe another time. You know what we are going to do? We're gonna
anything's the possibility at this point.
We're gonna crack open a dessert.
Oh, that's true.
Because we've earned it. We've worked hard all week, haven't we?
Mm-mm.
No, me neither. Who wants to eat dainties? Who wants to eat baked treats with me? All right, so we've got a little square paper plate.
Hand that over here, Nikki.
I sent you guys a picture yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Of a green bullet or whatever your grill is?
The little red egg, generic one, but it works very well.
So the knockoff is red?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the green,
and it's great as far as I can tell.
I'm sure it
works
the same.
It works
right?
Wonderfully.
So it's a smoker we're talking about.
About a tenth of the price, probably.
Good Christ!
So
So
we have smoked pumpkin pie.
Nick sent a picture of his smoker and said, baked treat. What did you say about
smoked
it?
Smoked treat.
Smoked treat coming or something, or in progress or something like that.
Along so those no barbecued lemonade to wash it down?
There wasn't room on my little egg.
Mm. So. Mm. So, oh my God, I just tasted it.
What happened?
Oh dear.
Is it smoky?
Super smoky.
Is it really?
It's extremely smoky.
I had a piece yesterday, and I was like, kind of there.
Kind
of
there.
But maybe I might be one of those things.
It almost fell over.
It might be one of those things where it settled, you know, as it cooled.
Let me try this here. Here we go.
I thought it was quite good when I tried it yesterday.
Look at this guy. Oh, gosh. Give me the other
one. Oh, yeah. Mm.
What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, you just got a big blast of smoke.
Mm-hmm. Right off the bat.
Wow.
Very smoky.
I'll have to have another piece.
That's smoky, smoky,
yeah,
smoky.
Yeah, the initial hit of smoke, and then it dissipates, and then you get the regular flavor.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Good job, Nick. Look at you, innovating.
Too much smoke? Mm. Not that I can do anything about it next time, but...
I wouldn't go that far. It's just that you're typically, even though you know it's coming, you don't expect smoke from a piece of pumpkin pie, so it's a little off-putting in that way, but
because I'm a fan of the smoky flavor in pretty much whatever I can get it in, so
you like smoke, huh?
Yeah, I do.
All right,
so I'll have to try another piece of this now that it's been overnight in the fridge.
Do you like smokiness in your alcohol enemas? Your butt chugging?
A little dry ice in there floating around.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is good, though. Yeah, the smoke flavor hits you right away, and then it goes away.
Interesting.
Never experienced anything like that before. Pretty cool.
Groundbreaking. Nick, you're an innovator.
Wow.
Many ways. All right. Well, I'm going to save the rest of mine. I just had a little sample that fell off.
He's not eating.
I don't eat. Don't tell Mom.
He doesn't eat. Mom knows.
Nick told our mom that I didn't eat.
Mom knows.
Mom knows you don't eat. She's going to call me tomorrow. Andy, are you eating? Clearly, I'm eating. A big Indiana beef daddy is eating.
Oh, that's the way.
That's right.
That's how everybody wants you.
That's true. Yeah. No one wants me, some little wiener.
No,
they want beef daddy.
Everybody wants beef daddy.
Give the people what they want.
Okay, so it's my turn to pick the September track of the week, or of the month, whatever, of the week.
Of the week, of the month.
Of both. My turn, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is one. Came to me, I didn't have one for a while. You guys had ideas almost a whole year back in some cases. Mine came to me about a month or two ago, and I've stuck with it. Had a couple other ideas, but I think this is going to work. I think it's in the wheelhouse for what we want, both sonically and thematically. So
good. It's what we want.
Two for two with that, right?
Well, we'll find out, but...
Yeah. So... Without any further ado, let's turn the microphone over to Chris Jericho.
All right, Harold. This one's called
Wake Up and Make Love With Me.
Off of
New Boots and Panties.
By the band
Ian Dury.
Ah. Okay.
Aha. So.
And the Blockheads?
This is first album before. I guess it's probably the Blockheads playing, but they're not billed as the Blockheads. Yep, so this is 1977.
Lovely.
First track, first album.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So.
The late, great Ian Drury.
Yeah. Ian. Do you know Ian at all, Chris?
You know, so this, I've talked about it before. The reason why I have disdain for Slade is I'm at the local head shop. I bought this photography book, well, a book of, you know, photos of various rock bands, and that a lot of them I'd never heard of before. One of them was Slade, and I just hated the visual presentation. But Ian Drury, or Dury, how do you pronounce it?
I think it's Dury.
Yep. Yeah. He was one of the guys... bands in there that I'd never heard of, and another interesting visual performer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, I'm not sure I've ever heard a note of music
okay.
from him.
Okay. Killer band.
Yeah.
Interesting character.
Now, how did he end up on your radar?
There's a song called Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll that I've heard over the years many times.
Yeah.
And then our friend Matt Black recommended some other tracks of his, and I got more and more into him. And this is one that hits me as being perfect for what we're doing this month.
And I don't know if it's got the guitar player who just passed away. I forget his name now. Wilco, who was pretty highly regarded for a sort of an unusual picking style or right-hand style.
Really? I don't know about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just passed away last year. Hmm. Wilco Johnson. A finger style, very percussive. I'm sure there are people out there who can describe it better, but yeah, he was pretty high regarded. The whole band's pretty highly regarded.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know, like, I haven't gotten that deep into them where I've researched band member names mm-hmm. and what else they've done, but just from listening to the couple of albums I've listened to and added to my shuffle list on my phone, the band kicks ass for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I have a few favorite songs by this group.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. And I know the title of this one,
mm-hmm.
but I can't recall it. I guess I think the...
You can't recall the song based on the title?
No. I can recall the title,
mm-hmm.
but I don't really remember how the song goes. So it'll be maybe a bit of a... Either at least a refresher, if not a new experience.
Well, I hope you're ready to get horny.
Always. I mean.
Everybody out there listening, beware. This comes with a warning. Surgeon General's warning. It's going to get you. So again, this is 1977. First track on the first album. I think he did some other stuff, other bands or maybe singles or something. But this is the first album titled with his name and the first track on it. So
okay. And he let's see, he had polio when he was a kid, right? Wasn't that the
I think
thing?
So
he,
I know
he had a sort of a handicap due to that.
He had an ailment of some sort,
yeah, which he kind of played off of,
yeah, but it actually made him cooler on stage somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
made lemonade out of it.
Absolutely.
So I've done some research here. I decided to go with the year of the release, 1977. Oh, geez. I didn't come up with anything, but I got something interesting from the year prior to that. So, okay. And Nick's got the shirt on, so how could we not say,
yeah.
Hit it!
Habemus Papa.
Time for cold stuff. Yeah, that cold stuff. Here's some cold stuff.
Now this might not sit well with Nick, but hey, it's history. It's what happened, and we have to address it during this segment. First of all, I'm sure you know who was the Pope in 1976.
Paul VI.
Correct. Headline: Rumors of homosexuality and denial. Andy perked up when he heard that.
I want to know where this is going.
Yeah, here we go.
In denial.
Yes.
I've heard of this.
In 1976, Paul VI became the first pontiff in the modern era to deny the accusation of homosexuality. On 29 December 1975, the Sacred Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith issued a document entitled Persona Humana, Declaration on Certain Questions Concerning Sexual Ethics, that reaffirmed church teaching that pre- or extramarital sex, homosexual activity, and masturbation are sinful acts. In response, Roger Parafidi, who had already written in two of his books that Paul VI had a long-time homosexual relationship, repeated his charges in a magazine interview with a French gay magazine that, when reprinted in Italian, brought the rumors to a wider public and caused an uproar. He said that the Pope was a hypocrite who had a longtime sexual relationship with an actor.
There you go. That seems like a lot of work. That's where all those donations are going, to put these groups together to put out these documents. You could just say, no, that's not true. No, that didn't happen. Yeah. Move on. We don't have to put together groups and title works and release them.
Yeah.
So, no.
The Jones brothers simply don't have much luck with individuals named Roger, is the conclusion I've come to at that point.
Well, there was that. What was that one Italian king, Roger the Third, or something?
Yeah. That's right.
That guy was troubled.
Guys named Roger just they're agitators. They're troublemakers.
That's it.
So, yeah. Anyway, there's your Pope stuff for this week.
Isn't that sort of relevant to now? Because I saw something on Twitter earlier that was like, damn, what was it on? I don't remember what show it was. But it was something about some guy who, sit-down interview with a man who claimed he made love to Barack Obama in the 90s.
Really?
It was like a big Twitter story.
Did not see that. No, that one missed me today.
Yeah.
Made love.
Made love to Barack Obama in the 90s.
Maybe they just did some butt chugging and that was it. You know?
It was misinterpreted as love by one guy.
Exactly.
And partying by Barack. Yeah. You could see how that could get away from you, a night of butt chugging.
That's one way to get headlines. Just come right out and say, yeah, so-and-so, this super famous person is a homosexual.
Yeah.
And just
someone at least is going to want to come to your house and interview you.
These days, yes, they are.
Yeah.
They're going to want to get to the, no pun intended, the bottom of it and see what it's all about. But yeah, just people starving for headlines, for clicks.
Yeah.
Just unrelenting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's take a quick commercial break and we'll get into it. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
I'm gonna get in trouble here.
Uh-oh. Why?
It's got a flavor of the Orient, I'd say, so far.
You're good so far.
Black keys
typically
give you that, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
You get those sharps and flats going.
Careful.
Just saying.
Dancing close to the flame.
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh. All right.
I was told on this podcast several years ago that apparently the word Orient and any sort of derivative of that is
taboo. The word Orient is fine when referring to the region of the world. Mm-hmm. Using that in reference to human beings is
what you don't do.
You can't do it.
I don't get it. I don't get it. But
you just don't do it anymore.
I guess I don't have to.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
But you just don't do it.
I just don't get where it's disparaging. But then again, what?
You don't want to die on that hill. Just accept it.
Apparently Nick's willing to.
He's a little ornery about it.
I'm just asking the question.
8 years later, he's still nagging at him.
He says, I'll tell you what you are.
Yeah.
I just don't know why it's disparaging. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, but somebody decided is.
Nobody told me.
And,
Anyway.
I understand what you're saying, though, with the music.
Yeah, very, very nimble piano playing. Mm-hmm. With glissandos, almost. Mm-hmm. Not true glissandos, where you're, like, leaning into the keys. It's more gliding over them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, that can instill some horniness in an individual.
Mm-hmm.
At a spa.
What kind of spa?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What kind do they have?
Asian spa, I believe, is the accepted term.
Hmm. What was that one called? Soul Spa. That was the one that was around us.
Is it still down in Merrillville?
I think they
reopen or they close down again?
I don't know. I know they closed down here and they moved, but I don't know if they're still in business. I don't find myself over there often, but I would drive past the one here almost every day.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know what? Wasn't that one that was in East Chicago Wasn't it called Oriental Health Spa?
That's why it's gone.
Probably. And
that's why it wasn't the illicit business
wasn't
happening there.
Wasn't the prostitution, wasn't the transmission of sexual diseases. It was the name of the place.
The political correctness.
We can't have this. Mm-mm.
It's kind of like busting Al Capone for tax evasion. Yeah. It's a similar dynamic going on. It's like, however we can take these people down, we're going
to
do it.
Turn a blind eye to human trafficking.
Yeah, that too.
But the title of your business... Yeah. Mm-mm. All right, we gotta get to it here, guys.
I come awake with a gift for womankind. You're still asleep, but the gift don't seem to mind.
Just Chris is bobbing his head, so that's a good sign.
I'm loving it so far.
So I'm not sure if you understand what's happening yet.
No, I don't. But I'm liking the tone of the vocals. I'm liking that swirling synthesizer just fades in and stays with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll probably need some assists on the lyrics, but...
Nick was shaking his head no, Chris was shaking his head yes.
I was trying to think of what the rhyme was going to be there for that last line.
Were you disappointed?
No, I wasn't disappointed, but I was just like, okay.
Okay, well...
happening here?
The first two lines kind of... I think we need to address them now so we know what's going on moving forward. But he said, I come awake with a gift for womankind. You're still asleep, but the gift don't seem to mind.
Is that what... Are they talking about what I think they're talking about?
He sure is.
Morning erection.
That's right.
Like that ZZ Top song.
Woke up with wood...
Is that what it's
called? Ticonderoga?
Oh, that, yeah.
That
the
one,
other
that
one.
That one, too.
The other one, yeah.
They had
the
multiple songs about morning erections.
So the
what's the title of the song again?
Wake Up and Make Love With Me.
Oh, okay, good, yeah.
So,
I love this.
The gift don't seem to mind.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what he's up to. But I have a feeling...
Well, he's going
to
end up using it on the woman. It's just a matter of... What, is he going to wait till she wakes
up?
Yeah,
that's the...
Is he going to wake her up? Is he going to order her awake? How is this going to work?
We're going to find out.
I like the sort of impish vocal so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Because...
And the bass, of course.
Yeah, the bass and drums.
Yeah. They're driving it huge time.
Mm-hmm. Right, let's find out what happens.
Rise on this occasion, halfway up your back, sliding down your body, touching your behind.
Best line ever. What he said and the delivery of touching your behind is so great. That's what put it over the top for me, where I'm like, this
dear.
Has to be used on the show in some context.
It's, well,
what were the lyrics leading up to that one?
Rise on this occasion, halfway up your back.
Jeez. That some questions there.
Sliding down your body, touching your behind.
Wow. How could she not wake up? He's clearly on his knees moving around here.
Well, she's sleeping.
Yeah, but I mean, she would have woken up, right?
You think so?
You don't sleep through this.
Well, it's only just begun, Nick.
Yeah, but he's put...
Might be just gently running it over her back. You know,
I don't know. I think...
There's no indication of how much force is being employed here.
Look, I'm no doctor, but I think that all women have some sort of inner alarm system where they're going to wake up if something like this is going on.
You think so?
I think so. There's
some people are sound sleepers. Who
there's
knows?
There's something that's gonna there's an imbalance somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I have to wake up. What's happening here?
Well, that's what I think the protagonist is hoping for. That's what he's trying to make happen.
Unless she's pretending to still be asleep.
That could be it.
That could be.
I just think she's a sound sleeper at this point. Now, I don't think he's. It's not like he's. You know. Hitting her with it. He's just gliding it over her at this moment and just trying to ease her into coming awake and just go right into the lovemaking.
And also, it seems like it was a surprise to him because he just woke up that
well,
way.
Well, it shouldn't be a surprise to you.
But I mean, he didn't wake up without it and get there. It was just there when he woke up.
Well, isn't that how it is with most people?
Yeah, I know, but I'm... Yes, usually.
I mean, the surprise is when it ain't happening, then you got problems.
Yeah.
But then, this is a normally functioning man who's ready to go.
When it doesn't happen, you can urinate within 5 minutes of getting up.
That is nice, right?
Well, there are ways to achieve that. But, you know.
Hindu
squat. I get what you're saying, though. Yeah. There are two conflicting bodily functions at war with each other with the morning erection.
Isn't that part of the reason why you have a morning erection?
The piss hard on, if you will.
So you don't pee your pants? Pee the bed?
What?
Doesn't your body give you a boner to constrict?
No, I think going back to what Nick said about certain things that make people aware of something, if you're a normally functioning human being, you just wake up and you're like, oh, I've got to go to the bathroom. I'm going to go to the bathroom versus... And just let rip up. Right here in the bed.
Some sort of P-rection stuff Andy's looking up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never heard of that one.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I think I'm right.
It's not the reason to keep you from...
I thought I had something wrong with me.
I'm teaching class today, butt-chugging, morning boners. All right, I'm going to rewind it a second because I just want to hear Touching Your Behind again because it's my favorite part of the song.
I like musically what happens after that, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Sliding down your body, touching your behind. You look so self-possessed, I won't disturb your rest. It's lovely when you're sleeping, but wide awake is best. Wake up and make love with me. Wake up and make love. Wake up.
Tell you, this band is hot.
They are, man. They really are.
There's
in a Dreezy Brothers level of playing.
Yeah.
Whoever was in their band was equally funky. Now, I know we've talked about this before, but to me, this was always the proper way to phrase it. Make love with me. Where did the two come from?
That's true. It's very selfish.
It's like, is that sort of to illustrate the force with which someone is delivering the lovemaking? I mean, I never understood the two. Why that is the accepted construction of the phrase versus with.
Where did that come from? There's an evolution of that phrase because if you see in older movies, or I don't know about TV shows, if they really use the expression as much, but older films,
they used to say "clap my cheeks."
That meant something else. Yeah, they were always saying
before that council in the 40s. That was what they always said in the movies. And they had all those rules that they put in place.
The Hayes office got involved.
Exactly.
No, it's they always said that. Women were always talking about the man making love to, and it was just sweet talking.
Make love to me?
Yeah, it was, but that was the expression. To make love to somebody in that regard was a purely verbal sort of, it was verbal.
Pitch woo to me.
It would be another way to say it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that just never made sense to me.
Well, and then this is
the proper way to put it.
Then it devolved.
Well, it's a very...
it wouldn't devolve if it's moving in the correct direction. This is how it should have always been put.
But I think Nick's saying it turned into just sexual.
Simply physical.
Not like romance me.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, okay. The meaning of the phrase was stripped of that at some point.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, it's all over the place in older movies.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Jack Benny show.
I'm sure it was on there.
Except Mary Pickford. She was in the cheek clapping days. I mean, think of other people from that time. A lot of ideas. Never mind. Let's move on.
Yes.
We don't need to hear that anymore.
I make love with me. I don't wanna make you. I'll let the fancy take you and you'll wake up and make love.
It is. There it is. He even said the word.
Yeah. That's a first for September, right?
I think it is.
Actually using the word.
He used the word horny.
Wow.
A horny morning mood.
So she came awake that way, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. I mean, in that chorus, he said, I don't want to make you. I'll let the fancy take you. So, you know, he's kind of nudging her.
Yeah.
He's going like...
He's making love.
He's going like 80% to her. He's letting her know his intentions, but
yeah,
he's hoping she meets him, you know, halfway at least.
Can't argue with the results, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, nothing's happened yet.
But we do have good news. She woke up in a horny morning mood.
Okay, but that's his interpretation of her mood.
That's true.
Anything short of the smoke alarm going off shouldn't change the way that things are going here.
Yeah, you're right.
And have a proper wriggle in the naughty naked nude. Roll against my body. Get me where you want me. What happens next is private. It's also very rude.
I don't know why it's rude. Well, not I think lewd. A
British. I think that they use that word a bit more.
Oh, okay.
to mean that, not necessarily like someone who's boorish.
Okay.
But sort of it's a vulgar thing to speak of or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay.
I believe that's the meaning there.
Well, that's good news because what happens next is private. It's also very rude. So you can use your imagination. What happens?
Things are happening. The way he wanted them to, so success.
Going in the right direction for him.
What were the lyrics leading up to that last couple lines?
He said, you come awake in a horny morning mood and have a proper wriggle in the naughty naked nude. Roll against my body. Get you where you want me. What happens next is private. It's also very rude.
Got it.
Yep.
It's working out for him.
Mm-hmm.
Some tea and toast. You have another sleep, love. It's me that needs it most.
Good stuff.
It's him that needs what most?
He said,
the tea and the toast or the sleep?
I'm not sure. He said, I'll go and get the post and make some tea and toast. You'll have a lover's sleep, love. It's me that needs it most. So I don't know if he needs the love made...
The sleep?
The sleep, the tea and toast. He needs the newspaper. I don't know what he needs. He needs something, though. But either way, he seems satisfied. But he's getting on with his day now.
Yeah, he's accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. Now he's, like you said, going about his business. And I don't know, is there another round in his immediate future, or are they just moving on with their respective
I think they just
days?
Get on with their days.
Right.
In 1977, is it acceptable to walk out in a robe and go get the mail?
Why wouldn't it be?
Okay.
Not think it is now? Or are you saying back then had more strict rules?
Back then, yeah, would it have been?
I think you could have your boner out in 1977. Okay. No one cared. Especially in England, those perverts.
They were worrying about like
they all had their erections out in the street.
Weren't they worrying about like brownouts and stuff like that? So they didn't care about
what is a brownout?
With they had the
plumbing problems.
They had to cut power on the citizenry.
Why is that?
Just they're having energy issues.
Okay, so they just had to shut it down.
It might have been before 77. I don't remember. But
that explains why this is what they were doing for entertainment.
So they had other stuff going on. Yeah,
that's it. That's the end of the day, pretty much.
Day's pretty much shot after that.
Just going to read the paper. I don't know how they make toast over a fire pit or something. I don't know. Got no toaster.
Yeah, that's trouble.
Yeah. All right, let's keep going.
Wake up and make love with me. Wake up and make love. Wake up and make love with me. I don't wanna make you, I'll let the fancy take you. And you'll wake up and make love. Wake up and make love with me. Wake up and make love. Wake up and make love with me.
Just looking at October 1977.
Mm-hmm. So this came out
they're
October.
It says at that point, Ian Dury and the Blockheads were playing. They were on Stiff, I guess was the. I don't know if that's the record.
I think it was
label.
A record label. Yeah.
They were on tour with Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe.
Wow.
The live Stiffs tour in 77.
Damn.
Imagine that.
Big show. 1977. Do they have a brownout? Ruin the show.
The brownout tour.
Okay. I just wanted to interject something here. Looked up this song to see if it's on Spotify in advance of adding it to the seasons 2 and 3 playlist next month. Or next, after the episode comes out. Several versions of this song, one of which is by Sinead O'Connor. What the hell?
I didn't know that, but I saw it in our chat here, and I can't wait to find out what that's all about. I've never heard it. Want to hear it. Seems odd. I wonder if she had to change any of the lyrics around, or if she
I don't know. That's interesting.
Maybe she just put herself, put the point of view into the woman's perspective.
Yeah, there are 5 versions of the song on Spotify, one of which is by Sinead.
Who else?
Karen Souza.
Another
Los
woman.
Los Fabulosos Cadillac.
Oh, they did it? Oh, shit.
Yeah, so there goes Andy.
I'll be back, guys.
And, Jules, no, that's the same one as the other one. So, okay. So 4.
4. Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So this is written by Ian and Chaz Jankel, whoever that is. Sounds like a sex position.
It's a guitar player, one of them.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's keep going. There's still another minute. So
another minute.
Yeah.
I mean,
I could do with more minutes of this. Yeah. I like that drum breakdown.
Yeah, just to do it.
Thrown in there for the heck of it, and then another glissando bringing the music back in. Very much enjoying this.
Wake up and make love. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Similar to last week, where we could suspect that a fade out was planned and they didn't do it.
Yeah.
So it kind of just went on and then ended.
Yeah, it was good. Great band, like you said. Yeah. Sounded great. The bass sounded awesome.
Yeah.
Really good. Really cool.
Yeah. People in the chat are saying, let's just go right into the Sinead version and do the whole thing again. It says the Blockheads were the backing band for her version as well.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I don't know why, what the context of that is, but...
I wonder what year she did it. Was Ian Dury no longer with us at that point?
He died in 2000, but I don't know when she did it.
So it's possible.
Yeah. I just don't know what... If she did it early in her career?
Yeah, would she have done it at the height of her fame, or was it kind of, you know... Or was there sort of after that?
Yeah. I don't know...
That's interesting, though, because you don't... Clearly, we don't know enough of her career to think of her as someone who would do a song like this.
Well, I mean, you guys really trashed the poor lady after her passing.
Don't remember that at all.
Well, it looks like it was, Brand New Boots and Panties?
Yeah.
So it looks like it must have been a tribute album to him. It came out in 2001.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
You got Madness on here, McCartney, Robbie Williams.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Everybody. Oh, yeah, I see. I got it pulled up here.
I wouldn't mind hearing a few minutes of a few seconds of the Sinead version. Just hear how she addresses those early lyrics.
All right, let's do it. Behind
halfway up my back, sliding down my body, touching my behind.
Works really well.
Yeah, she's singing it from the other perspective.
And her voice is great on it.
Wouldn't turn off. I was trying to turn it off. Leave us alone, Sinead.
Cradle of love situation here.
Pull the knob off, unplugging it. She's still screaming at us. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really good, actually.
Mm-hmm. I have to check that out.
Different tempo and a slightly different arrangement, but tackle the lyrics from the female perspective. So very interesting.
I have to listen to the whole thing tomorrow and see if there's any.
So it proves she was awake the whole time.
She was pretending to sleep.
She's recounting the same events. Their stories are corroborated.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Sinead, you sly dog, Sinead. Oh man. Well, it's time to vote. I brought it to the show. I don't know if it's on the listener submission list. I didn't even look. I should probably look.
I'd seriously doubt it, but you never know.
You never know, but I'm giving it a sweet surrender.
It's sweet surrender! Hell yes!
I feel this is a good one for September. Both, you know, like I said, musically and thematically. Great song. If you've not checked this guy's stuff out, I recommend you do. It was recommended to me not that long ago. And added a couple of his albums to my playlists, and I'm always happy when they pop up. And sometimes I do the thing where I'm like, I want to hear more. Click on his name and listen to the whole thing, or a few in a row, whatever it is. So, yes, I recommend.
So this is a relatively new discovery for you?
Yeah, I only knew the one song, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, just from... I feel like if you heard it, you'd know it.
I've heard that one.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I feel like that's...
I didn't know it was by him. Yep. I didn't necessarily know the artist.
Okay, yeah. So I knew that one, and then a whole bunch of good ones. So, yeah, I would say within the last 2 years or so, something like that.
Who recommended it to you? Can you name
Matt Black.
Okay, you mentioned that earlier, right?
Yep. One of our buds from listening to the show.
Cool.
One of the people we're very fortunate to be friendly with, from meeting him via Pot of Thunder. Nick, you want to vote next?
Sure. Give it a sweet surrender as well.
Woo.
It's sweet surrender. Hell yes.
tell you, I enjoyed this ginger love drink you gave me.
This part of
a little spicy ginger kind of thing.
Portions of Nick Nick Pollock are brought to you by.
It's if I had drank it in the using the method that we talked about earlier in the show.
Yeah.
I would imagine I'd never have acid reflux or heartburn or anything, because isn't ginger good for that?
Oh, yeah, I think so. But you probably would have burnt your butthole.
Or at least heartburn.
There's cayenne pepper in there.
Well, I would have had butt burn, but not heartburn.
That's true.
I'll take that trade off.
Perfect ad for this drink. Just what they want to hear.
I'll take that trade off. Yeah, this there are a few songs I think I mentioned earlier that I'm very big fan of by these guys. I enjoyed this one. It's in the same vein as the ones I like. I know, like, we keep talking about just great band.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just it's hard.
Good. Excuse me for talking with my mouth.
I'm glad you're eating.
Tell everyone I'm okay. Some good live videos you can find too from television performances.
Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look those up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Top shelf players all the way around.
Yep.
I recommend Superman's Big Sister. That's probably my favorite song by these guys. Mm. It's a banger, if you will. Mm. There Ain't Half Been Some Clever Bastards is one of my favorite, which, even though I don't understand the the title. I understand what it's saying, but I don't understand how it gets there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a fun one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, some great...
Quirky.
Yeah, very... To, someone who's not British seems very British. Mm-hmm. At least the what's being said and how it's being delivered.
Mm-hmm.
One of those things where they talk about, you know, when the British invasion came, they all had to sound American when they sang because they were imitating American blues records.
Yeah. This is not
by
that.
This point.
They were done with that.
By this point, yeah, there was not necessarily going to be that effort.
Hmm.
Which is fine. I mean, it's great stuff. It's it ventures into, like, novelty a little bit, just because there is a there's a
this song. There,
well, or I the... think I think the band as a whole, or okay. I mean, their output that I've heard.
Okay,
there's a humor about it.
Sure,
it's
absolutely
nothing that I can't think of anything I've heard by them that's, like, totally serious.
Mm-hmm.
I
what little I know about them, and just looking at the presentation, it's like they're not going to come out with some anti-war song.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You know, tackling any social issues or
you're getting a distinct personality from Ian,
and it's wonderfully entertaining.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like it,
Chris.
Oh, yeah, Sweet Surrender for sure.
It's Sweet Surrender! Hell yes!
Basically, if you contrast this with Early Morning Love, you basically get the two sides of the horniness that we try to tackle in February and...
That's true.
There you go. That's
September. It's the smooth, sophisticated, seductive style, and then the, you know, fully erect, let's get down to business style of September, which this encapsulates for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But with throw in some humor and quirkiness to it, and... But yeah, it's, to me, the music just makes it. I mean, it could really, like, come off as, like, super cheesy and lame if the band isn't on point and the music isn't as awesome as it was. But I mean, this is like Ohio Players level of execution.
Yep. Well, look where we found ourselves. Who would have thought?
All right, Hammond, I got a question for you.
So this is an interesting thing to mention also. We have our Patreon live chat, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not on it, you can get on it. If you go to patreon.com/potofthunder.
We're also doing free trials. If you want want to see if it's worth your while, you can, I think it's a week for free. Try it out. So it's been activated. So if you've been wondering what it's all about and if it's got enough value for you, try it for free. See what you think.
There you go. But I would say since we've been doing that, I don't know how many months it's been, but since we've been doing the chat, like the live video of us recording the show with the chat, this is the first time they've been united. Really? Usually there's an argument about the song either being better than we think it is, worse than we think it is, or them fighting amongst each other. They all love it. So this is the first.
Yeah. As well they should, you know.
Yeah.
Should really love everything in February and September, but I'm not going to nitpick about that right now. Yeah. But, you know, the sentiment driving all of this music is something that everyone should be on board with.
Yeah. Fielding Fowler says, a United Chat's favorite podcast. Since we can't publish Butt Chugger's favorite podcast. I feel like we could probably publish Butt Chugger, right?
Why not?
Anything goes on X or whatever the fuck it's called. So
is that what's going on now? There are no rules?
Well, there never were. I mean, that's full on pornography on there. And
I think we're good just as long as we put a disclaimer out there to butt chug responsibly.
Have a glass of ice water. Butt chug a glass of ice water between every alcoholic butt chug. Right? Isn't that what they tell you to do?
Yeah.
Don't butt chug and drive. That should go without saying.
But eat a bunch of carbs first to soak it up.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Some butt chow, some stuff like that.
You could probably eat cereal with your butt. I'll find out.
I like
later.
How people pay it. I do like how people pay attention to the fact that I change the Twitter handle or X handle every week based on something in the show.
Yeah.
And next week, or this week, as if it's coming out now for you, or next week if you're in the live chat, it will be a Butt Chugger's favorite podcast. So I just have to decide if I want to put a hyphen in there or not. That's really the only
debate. Yeah, I just have to see how it looks.
Yeah, stylistically.
I'm thinking yes, but I've got some time to think about it. But that will definitely be it. Mm. Because more often than not, I get to Monday morning, I'm like, fuck, what do I name it? I forgot.
That's hard.
Something was good, you know?
Yeah.
This is a slam dunk, and I'm glad it's been established well ahead of time.
It's good. You take the week off. It's been named.
Yes.
All right. Paul Stanley wants to know if he should...
if he should not write Love Gun.
Yeah. If he should be butt chugging. He could have written the same song and called it Butt Chug.
We might have to do a version of it. Butt chug.
Oh no.
Nick, you have an assignment.
Butt chug. Butt chug.
Oh no.
I'm really thirsty, baby. This is how the magic happens, my friends.
I'll be awaiting your vocal.
There you go. Chris on lead.
Everybody loves that. So
yeah.
My vote's in.
Yeah. Nick, is your vote in?
Yeah.
My vote's in. We'll go Andy, Chris, Nick. How's that? You guys okay with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Rock.
Roll.
Boner.
Oh, my.
And he got it! Hey, hey, hey. It's a rock and roll.
We did it.
We done it.
We done did it.
That was a good pick.
Thank you. I'm glad that you guys were in agreement with me. A slam dunk. Slam dunk after slam dunk.
Yeah, I haven't sort of gone into just sort of reflexive head movement to the beat of the music since What Makes the World Go Round, I think.
Wow. Okay.
All the way back. That was an early episode.
Was that?
I remember that one. I never heard the song before. I just, you know, started moving the going. Head, and I'm like, this is great.
What same, album is same, that on?
Unmasked.
Unmasked. Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember if it was Unmasked or Dynasty.
Yep.
Unmasked.
And Easy As It Seems had a similar effect on me. Not so much as What Makes the World Go Round, although I think I like Easy As It Seems more. But this had a similar effect that I don't think it happened in the interim. So about 9 years in the making, possibly 10.
Wow. I'm glad we're back there.
Almost as long as Nick has been simmering about Oriental and its application to human beings.
I'm just curious, that's all. I just want to know.
Nick just wants to learn.
You know, it's
an education.
It's someone slaps your hand, you want to know why, right?
That's true. Who slapped your hand?
The world.
Okay. Where are you going around saying this?
I mean, it funneled through to you guys. Nobody told me.
All right. Well, if you disagree with us, we're sorry.
That's just the fucking way it is.
Why don't you go butt chug something at your neighborhood lemon party?
There you go.
I went to a lemon party. Everyone was...
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. That's...
What happened there? I want to know what was going on at this part.
Censored immediately.
Record skipped.
And probably with good reason, too.
I'm disappointed.
I'm dying to hear the live version of the lemon party.
Yeah.
Ricky Nelson, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll never know what happened at that party.
I guess we're okay.
Are we? We're going to be all right?
I still want to know. I want to know, like Nick wants to know with the Oriental thing. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, everyone was, and then, I don't know.
They were doing something.
Everyone was something.
Yeah.
I went to a lemon party to take a piss on my old friend. Golden shower activity going on over there.
Could be.
Anything goes at the lemon party.
Yeah, they have no rules. Yeah. They have no shame, no rules. Doesn't matter anymore.
You just have to be of age to get in. After that, it's off to the races.
Yeah, do what you want to whoever you want.
Yep. All thus, right. Therein lies the appeal of the lemon party.
Now you're starting to sell me on this concept. Something to look forward to. So, we find ourselves in a fun place. Time for rhythmic slap, 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 slapping.
Man.
So last week's clue, ladies and gentlemen, you ready to hear it again? Last week's clue, and if anyone got it right, Nick's giving away a new.
They didn't.
So last week's clue, here we go. Okay, so that was last week's clue. Nick, did you get any guesses?
There were some guesses.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Was anybody right?
You mean right, or right, or wrong, right?
I don't know what you're saying.
Nobody knows what he's saying.
No, literally, people ask me almost every day,
yeah,
what is happening with this game, and I can't answer that question.
Well,
yeah, people send me the correct answer, too, and I'm like, I'm with you. I don't think that's it, though.
I love it.
So
well, then what point is there in explaining it?
Yeah, I have the answer here, so it's in my inbox. I'm ready to play it. Here is the answer. I don't know what you guessed that was the drum intro for, but here is the correct answer. We'll see if you win.
There you go.
There it is.
I knew it sounded familiar.
You know, and it was funny that it was the clue was given on last week's episode with the Jimmy Page song.
Ah, it was, Nick. You're giving clues away, and they're still not winning their new, brand new car that you're trying to give away. Nick's giving this thing away, and no one can get these.
You know what? A lot of people will get this next one.
People call themselves music fans.
I'm throwing them a meatball.
Okay, so we got the clue for next week.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Yep, I see it. It's right here. You ready for it? Anything else you want to say before I hit the button?
No, just that I anticipate a lot of a lot of accurate answers.
Okay. A lot of cars to give away, Nick. Be careful.
I'll give them away next week.
All right, we got them all.
All gone.
Already.
The whole fleet.
I feel like I've heard that somewhere.
I know. I've definitely heard it, but I don't know if what I have in mind is the correct answer.
Well.
I've given up trying to figure it out. But we, all of us will get in our inbox, I know it's this, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, it is that, but I don't think it's going to be that next
though.
Week. So
yeah. It might, it
I don't
may
know
have
how
been,
else to answer that question.
It may have been that in the past. But next week it probably won't be that.
It will be what it will be.
That's true.
Okay, Sarah. Sarah.
So get your guesses in. Nick's giving away a car.
Giving away a lot next week.
As many cars
as
people want to.
More than Bob Barker ever gave away.
That's a lot of cars. Okay.
What was the announcer's name?
Rod Roddy.
Rod Roddy.
It was Rod Roddy,
wasn't it?
Johnny Olson, and then he passed away, and then Rod Roddy took over.
I knew it was Rod. I didn't remember that it was Rod Roddy.
A new car, that guy.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to need that for next week.
Oh, we're going to need a lot of it.
Yep, so get on that. We're going to be giving
Rod's going to be tired.
Yep. I got a message from someone who guessed. They said they thought it was Painkiller. For the one for last
that
week.
Was the most common guess that I saw.
Yeah, well, they're clearly incorrect.
Well, they found out they were wrong, and they sent in this message.
Get the fuck out of here, Lonnie. Take that dumb shit with you.
Hell yeah. So
take it with you, Nick.
The lack of decorum that's being shown
fuck
here.
Fuck you, Nick.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just rude.
What's with you people?
Just rudeness coming in from the listeners.
That's American definition of rude.
Mm-hmm.
The American connotation.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with the Yard O' Questions.
Oh, yeah. Yards O' Questions.
Motherfucker, I give them!
Sing away.
Yes, Chief.
Yeah. Yes. Welcome to the Yard O' Questions, where we answer not one, not two, but three questions sent in by listeners by way of podofthunder.com. You, listening, can send in three questions whenever you want. So, without reading them...
Oh, man.
Should I pick a yard by Colin Taco Bell because he is British and so is Ian?
And Colin gave the Andy intro clip idea today.
So many reasons. Many reasons. All right, let's do this. Colin, I know you're going to deliver.
You know, I just looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
You can still get the Hillshire Farm Yardo beef.
You can.
You can.
Can you get it mailed to your house?
I don't know, but you can get it at Sam's Club. And it's still not 3 feet. It's 3 pounds.
Who's got a Sam's card out there?
I don't know. But
who's going to pick me up and take me to Sam's and let me use their Sam's card?
Hillshire Farms still making the Yardo beef.
3 pounds of beef.
I didn't know that thing's existence, to be honest with you.
The Yardo beef.
What kind of beef is it? Ground
summer
beef?
Sausage.
Summer sausage. Okay.
Well, yarn. By that measurement, I have a Yardo balls.
Yeah, you do.
Andy steps on the scale with and without them and does some subtraction.
Okay, Colin Taco Bell.
Puts him in the hamper and stands in there sometimes.
To take off the weight.
Yeah.
That would help. All right, Colin says, oh my goodness.
Jeez.
Summer sausage in the throat. Beef daddy's hungry.
Yardo mucus here.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Give it to the beef daddy.
It's
Hey.
Andy psychs himself up.
So I say before
to do the intro. Yeah.
I say that in my head. I accidentally said it out loud for the first time. Hey, guys. Taco Bell here with three non-beef related questions.
Oh, man.
For you to mull over. I've used the Gallagher brothers as examples, but don't worry, Andy. They aren't questions about them. All right, so let's see what he's getting at here. The Gallagher brothers from Oasis. Let's see. Question one. When touring abroad, Noel Gallagher makes sure he takes a good supply of tea bags, the brand Yorkshire, which I also use. Well, that's a hell of an endorsement, Colin. If you were in a touring band, which food or drink items would you pack plenty of in case you can't get them in, say, the land of small dicks, Ireland, or any
my
other country?
Colin. Jeez, come on, Colin. Now we got to put an E on this episode.
We made it all the way through.
You
think there's ever been an episode where no one said a dirty word?
There was, and it was still an E, I think.
I just automatically click it because I didn't know. What was one? You know that there was one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Yeah, because I remember afterwards thininking that and seeing, I think there was still the explicit rating.
It's just
I'm like,
me.
I'm it's, like, it's just, it's, yeah.
It's not
yeah.
coming from anything else. It's just me clicking it because I,
yeah.
Exactly.
Assume it is. So what would you bring with you? I see lion jerky from Chris Lashier in the chat.
Well,
cocaine from David Oh, I probably shouldn't say who's saying cocaine. Never mind. Nope. Two illegal items. Cocaine and lion jerky.
Lion meat's not illegal.
Yes, it is.
I don't think
they closed the place down, Nick.
Yeah, it was over tiger meat, though, I thought.
Oh, that was... So the lion meat was okay.
Yeah. Lion.
Does it have to be a beverage, or
no, it could
be,
he said any food.
Like, added into your contract, or your backstage rider, they have to provide it for you,
or
you have to
bring it?
Well, he said bring it, but we can interpret that however we want. What do you need?
Imagine you're running to the store the night before you leave for the tour, I guess.
You're all meeting in the Walmart. What are you stocking up on before the bus leaves? Well, maybe that doesn't make sense. You got to fly somewhere. You know what I mean. What do you need to bring with you from home when you're going to be away from home for a long time, and you're worried you might not find it?
Ooh. Man, that is good.
Oh, jeez.
I'd say peanut butter if I was going overseas. They don't get it over there.
They don't?
No, they don't eat that shit over there.
They don't?
I don't think British people eat peanut butter, do they?
I don't know. For sure I would get that then. I didn't even know.
So I've never visited them. I wouldn't make it through day.
No peanut butter?
They don't do peanut butter.
Yeah, for sure, then.
I never knew that.
They don't go for that shit.
Wow.
Australians have peanut butter, of course. Australians have everything good. They've got it figured out down there.
The only thing I can think of, and I don't drink as much of it anymore as I used to, but I wouldn't mind having it on hand, and I get the impression that it's mainly a North American thing specifically. Well, actually, it's, I would say, all the NAFTA countries consume it, and that would be Clamato juice. I know it's big
Didn't
in Canada. I know they love it in Mexico, and we have it here, but I outside of the NAFTA countries, I don't know if it's readily available.
No.
So I would need to have some with me.
Hmm. Okay.
Would never try that. Ever.
Why not?
The seafood element, the clam element. I don't think I would ever try it. It's not a thing that agrees with me.
Speaking of grills, I have a Clamato grill. I won it at Jewel for buying Clamato juice.
Really?
I just won a random drawing. It's basically a Weber. With a Clamato logo
wow.
on it, and also the slogan "Te Mueve."
What does that
which
mean?
Which I believe means it moves you.
Hmm. That's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, no, it's I can't think of anything else I've ever won in my life, and it's still out in the yard as we speak. But yeah, that's my pick, Clamato juice.
Well, realistically, Andy said peanut butter, I'd have to do that, but I'm gonna go with just something else too, just so I give my own answer. I was in my mind walking down the aisles at Jewel, ironically. The double stuffed EL fudges, I think, are coming with me.
All right.
Gonna, you know,
eat those every day.
You figure if you're performing, if you're on tour, I'm assuming that's the scenario,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
It's gonna be late nights. You're gonna be all worn out. Those will go down nicely. You know, you just kind of want to be reckless after you like go to a concert.
Yeah.
Like, I don't usually go to White Castle, but I will after coming home from a show.
What do you go order from there?
Just garbage. Just mozzarella sticks and cheese fries and just cinnamon roll and just it. I don't know. For some reason, that always seemed to be very appealing in that
after
situation.
After a concert. After attending one, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or playing one.
Either way.
Yeah.
Because playing one, more of like a physical activity.
You can
eat whatever the hell you want after that because.
Yeah, but you can be pretty drained.
Sweated everything out.
Depending on what kind of concert you go to, you can be pretty drained physically, too.
That's true.
Be on the floor.
Slam 100, dancing.
100 degrees, yeah.
It just occurred to me that E.L. Fudge spells out elf for the initials, so that's a Keebler product.
Yes, it is.
Did you guys know that?
Yeah, I did.
The whole time I was like, what the hell does EL stand for? And then I'm like, oh yeah, EL Fudge Elf.
Each cookie looks like an elf, and then it's got the name of the elf on the printed
cookie.
Oh, that
I didn't know.
Yeah. What are their names, Nick? Give it to us.
Oh, I don't remember.
Come on.
What are you trying to do to me? Melvin?
What's the...
I don't know.
What's the Oriental one?
Well, see, I guess I would buy that if I was on tour over there. They had a version like that. You probably end up with like Pocky, which is pretty good too.
Oh yeah, like Pocky.
Pocky you can get anywhere, so you don't have to stock up on that. You looking up the name?
Yeah, I am.
I don't know. Isn't it like Herman, Melvin,
Rudolph, Klaus?
I don't remember these. Ma Keebler, never gotten that. Elmer, Elmer's correct.
Elmer, okay.
Buckets, who threw fudge on the cookies. Do you know Buckets?
No, I don't remember Buckets.
Fast Eddie, who wrapped the product.
I remember Fast Eddie.
Sam, the peanut butter baker.
Who they don't have in England because they don't eat peanut butter over there.
Roger, the jeweler. What the hell's going on
Another
here?
Roger.
Another Roger. This is
a jeweler.
Trouble.
This is bullshit. I see... Fast Eddie.
And how many of them are there?
I think there's
30.
I think there's Ernie, Elmer, Eddie.
Ernie's the main one, right?
Yeah, I think Ernie's the guy. Yeah. And there's Elwood. There's a lot of elves, I guess.
They're just making shit up at this point.
Yeah.
They are delicious, though.
They're. I got some at home right now.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Double
stuff, Daddy.
Do you really?
Beef Daddy needs cookies tonight. That's how Beef Daddy goes to sleep.
He gets tucked in by Elwood.
Yeah, everybody goes to bed. And Beef Daddy feasts on some cookies and milk.
That's the way.
That's what gets me going.
You gotta do it.
You need your little bit of me time.
I'm gonna do that when I get home.
Good. Question two. Liam Gallagher recently closed a concert with a cover of Hendrix's Are You Experienced? Bit of a surprise, as he's never mentioned being a fan before. Can you think of any cover versions you've heard or witnessed live that you didn't expect a particular band to do? Were they good or bad? Nick busting out Father Figure is one, of course. If you haven't seen that, Nick doesn't want you to see it.
Are you saying that, or did Colin say
that?
Colin said that.
Well, I know Chris loves that clip in particular.
Nick looks pissed off.
There's a moment where I'm...
One of the dozens of examples of Flying Aaron's footage where at least one member simply doesn't know the material.
Who were you mad at? Tom or Josh?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I heard something.
Or me.
I heard something that didn't go the way it was supposed to go, and apparently I didn't try to have it be on video.
You didn't know anybody was even recording
it. I didn't know that the frustration would be shown on video.
You took it out on the snare and the hi-hat at the same time.
Okay, here's my answer, and I've referenced this before, and I like it less. I liked the performance of the song, but I liked it more for the intro banter, is when I saw Mojo Nixon do Great White Buffalo.
Mm,
and he warmed up for Dred Zeppelin, and he introduced the song taking a shot at Tommy Shaw of Damn Yankees, who Nugent was in a band at that time. Decorum prevents me from repeating what he said, but it was fucking hilarious. And then they just tore into a kick-ass version of that song. And I'm not sure if that was like a regular thing for him and his band, or if he just busted that out in Detroit, because I did see them at the Latin Quarter in Detroit, and so I wonder if he was just busted that out because they were in the D or what, but it was pretty great.
Sounds like a good one, Nick. Good or bad?
I'll say two, because one of them I know I mentioned before. I'll go with a very lesser-known artist that Andy and I went to the Fireside years and years ago to see a band that we enjoyed a lot, who were called Telegraph.
Oh.
And they did Radio, and I figured it'd be good to mention on this one since
we had the British talk.
Elvis Costello connection there, which was quite good from my memory.
Yeah.
Which is going
I remember
back
that
a
being
ways,
good, too.
Yeah. One that I've mentioned before at the Chicago Speedway.
Oh, yeah.
At the Rock Fest or whatever generic name they had. You had some pretty heavy hitters. You know, you had STP, Metallica, Kid Rock. And to that crowd, whoever organized this event put Bare Naked Ladies on there.
Oh, yeah.
And it was interesting to see how the crowd reacted to them, because they didn't hate them, but they busted into, in the middle of one of their songs, they went into Say You, Say Me by Lionel Richie.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, I gained a lot of respect, just because that took some guts, I think. Not that the crowd was hating them at that point, but just to be like, all right, we're playing with Metallica and Kid Rock, we're gonna do that.
Yeah.
So for the gall of it,
they get a thumbs up.
They got a thumbs up for me. It was one of those things where the moment you realize kind of what's happening,
mm-hmm.
and what could be the reaction, and that they're still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoyed that quite a bit.
You mentioned Radio, so I'm gonna go on a quick side tangent that I never heard, and I assume this to be fact based on the source, but in Johnny Ramone's autobiography, he said that the Sex Pistols were booked to play Saturday Night Live.
I'd heard that.
And they canceled or whatever, whatever happened. I don't know if it was like a cancellation or if it was the end of the band. I don't know the timeline of when this happened exactly. But anyway, the Ramones were asked to fill in, and they said, we don't fill in for anybody. Like, we're too big for that. We're not substitutions for the Sex Pistols. That's bullshit kind of thing. So they got Elvis Costello to perform, and that was his famous performance.
I made basically history with that.
Yeah, that's his career kickoff point. And basically, there was sort of like a joking regret from Johnny Ramone, like, we were stupid to say that, we should have done it. But
I guess at the time, though.
But you don't want to be approached like that, I guess. Hey, these guys
maybe they
bailed,
maybe
so.
Maybe they shouldn't have told them.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Maybe they just said, hey, we need somebody.
Yeah.
Who knows? But, well, because he was doing, what, less than zero? Wasn't that the whole story? Who knows if it's even true?
It's probably bullshit.
Probably just
manufactured.
And, yeah, it could have been.
I don't know if it was, but it could have been.
And he seemed very bored, if I remember the clip correctly, singing the beginning of Less Than Zero.
Yeah.
That's another great band right there.
The Attractions.
Yeah. That drummer that he's had all those years.
Oh, the bass. The whole crew.
Bass, too. Great, he got a replacement bass player probably 20-some years ago who's also really good. But that drummer
still has him, or at least
I don't know. I haven't really been following Elvis Costello very, very much in recent years, but man, that I think that's the drummer he had has been with him for
a long
time. That guy's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Question three: Liam Gallagher's actual first name is William. I've never heard of William shortened to Liam before. Can you think of... This is all Colin, by the way, not me adding this in.
I was going to talk about the other Gallagher brother who just passed away earlier this year.
The watermelon, the watermelon smashing one?
The watermelon one, yeah.
Is an older stepbrother. Can you think of any other names that have been shortened that are different to the normal ones? For example, is Nick actually called Sputnik?
My goodness. What are you
Thanks for taking my three silly questions. Hope you and your families are all well. Lots of love, your buddy Taco. Kiss, kiss. Thank you, Taco.
Thank you, Colin.
What a sweet man. That's a sweet man right there.
I don't know.
Shortened names.
So William.
Unusual.
Liam.
Unusual.
Is that always the case when you hear a Liam? I feel like people just name their kid Liam.
I think the kids are Liam, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It would be a shortened version of it, but yeah, I think it's become its own name.
Yeah.
Maybe it always was, but I don't know. I'd never connected those dots before, but let me think.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, Nick's got an interesting name because he could be Nick or he could be Klaus.
or Olaf.
So any of those work for you, so that's one. I've got Andy or Drew. That's not like, super odd, but one of the names where you can have two names.
You know, I don't really know. I'm sure there are some, but I don't know of anybody whose birth name is Andrew who goes by Drew. I'm sure there are many, but...
Just dickheads. Losers and bums.
Andy opposes all of them.
Yep. What about people calling... fellas named John Jack. What's that about?
Well, what's up with Peggy?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a bizarre one.
I don't get that either. Margaret is Peggy. Why is that a
thing? Yeah, I don't get that either.
That one never made sense to me.
There's that Topher Grace guy from the 70s show. That 70s show.
Oh, yeah.
His full name is probably Christopher. Although, I don't know. Maybe that's not his actual name. I don't know.
I'm on it.
That's what it's from. At least, I'm thinking of my own name, but... nothing else is coming to me, but yeah. Where does Peggy come from? How does that come from Marvel?
I don't know. People just playing games, and then everyone agrees to it.
Yeah, John and Jack is a weird one, but very common.
But I feel like that's also just a name, Jack. Now, I don't know if it always... But, you know...
Well, now it's...
John,
now it's
call
Jackson.
Jack. Or, yeah.
Jackson. Very popular.
Jack's on, Jack's off. It's whatever you want to name your kid.
Not around Andy. Don't tell Andy your name or your kid's name.
I'll figure out a way to ruin it.
he's gonna mess it up. Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing other than that. It's a tough one.
I'm submitting Peggy. That's the best one I could think of, because there's no resemblance there to between the two.
Hmm. How about this one? In the chat, I see Elizabeth. You could be Eliza, Liz, Beth, Betty, and it says Buffy.
Buffy's from Elizabeth?
That's one of those names is five different variations. Buffy, apparently.
Yeah, that's news to me. I'd never heard that one before. I mean, I've heard Buffy. I didn't know it came from Elizabeth.
I always assumed Buffy was just a straight-up nickname.
Yeah.
Like just, it didn't have to
Buford. Be. Buford.
Could be.
We accidentally named her Buford. Damage control
after,
now.
After our favorite sandwich.
Well, but then along those lines, how do you get Chuck from Charles?
Yeah,
that's another one.
Where does that come from?
Yeah. Starts off making a little bit of sense and then veers off. I don't know. Yeah.
The mind wanders, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Michael Mickey. That's not that crazy. But yeah, Michael Mickey Mike.
Yeah.
I thought Mickey was its own name.
Yeah.
And maybe it is,
it
but yeah.
It probably is in a lot of instances. But yeah,
I learned, you know, as a kid, I thought Mickey was not Michael. Yeah. Didn't think that. All right. Well, thank you, Colin Taco Bell, for your Yardo questions. If you want to send a Yardo questions, go ahead, send them to... No, don't do that. Go to potofthunder.com, click that little widget, send three questions over. If you want to send a 10th anniversary message...
Oh, yeah, we forgot to do that this week.
Damn, I think we're out. Isn't that it?
Nick winked at me when he said we forgot to do it.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
So much for...
Unless one has come in and I haven't noticed, but we were out as of last week and I haven't checked again. But
all right, well.
You could speak into your device and send it to podofthunder@yahoo.com.
Couldn't be easier.
Couldn't be easier.
Well, perhaps Peter Lorre will submit one for the Halloween episode.
We might need him.
Yep. I happen to know him.
Okay, good. I might be able to get Ed McMahon on the phone.
Is that really?
Yeah, maybe. Let's see if we can
Andy,
wake him up.
Andy does that, Ed McMahon.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that's so funny. Never heard of this. Well, dude, Sammy Davis Jr. might be in.
That's what we're going to have to do.
Rodney Dangerfield might have it.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with more Pot of Thunder.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is September.
Ed McMahon. I can't wait. You got to do it.
Now I have to do it?
Okay.